Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I think we did.
Okay. And I hope your Halloween decorations are up, because ours certainly are.
Don't get on my case about that. I'm busy next week.
It's not even the first.
I don't care. I like things done by the first of the month that holiday falls in, and I'm busy next week, so we're ahead of the game this year. We're ahead of everyone in the whole darn neighborhood, actually. But yeah, hey, well, that's what it is. Get over it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I don't know.
You're just going to suck it up and do the work.
Yeah. Well, we'll use that as a segue into our first
story. I think it's appropriate.
The left-handed devil boy. Zaid is a 4-year-old who attends pre-K in Oklahoma Elementary School. Zaid, like most kids in pre-K, is learning how to read and write. And like his mom, Alicia Sands, Zaid is a lefty.
This story really gets my goat, I guess.
That's appropriate. Get your goat. Then one day, his mother saw him writing with his right hand. She said, "I just asked, is there anything his teachers ever said about his hands?" And he raises this one, indicating the left, and says, "This one's bad."
I can't not believe that.
So, his left hand is bad, according to his teacher. So, Alicia sent a note to the teacher and got a very strong response.
Okay.
It was an article calling left-handedness unlucky, evil, and sinister.
And this is a public school, right?
It's a public school.
This just really ticks me off.
It even says, for example, the devil is often portrayed as left-handed.
You got to be kidding.
That's what the article said.
I'm sorry. As a mother of a lefty, I think this... Well, hell, screw that. Just a mother, a person. It doesn't matter if you have kids, don't have kids. This is such bull. I'm sorry. First of all, she's a public school. She's not allowed to do this. Second of all, the fact that she is putting this little boy down, who is just learning to hold a pencil in his hand and be able to write with it and make shapes with it and whatnot, and she's putting him down.
Right.
I mean, he's right at the cusp of, you know, children gravitate to which hand is going to be their dominant hand. And whatever one they choose, you encourage that.
Yeah, especially at 4. That's when they're really starting to figure out which hand to use.
Right, right. Because I remember when all our girls went through this, and that's how we found out of 3, one of ours is a lefty.
Right.
And actually, one of ours 3, she couldn't decide if she was a lefty or a righty. And it turns out, technically, her dominant hand is a righty, but she's actually ambidextrous.
Right.
Which she gets from me, by the way. But the fact that the woman is discriminating against him, making fun of him, not fun ha-ha, but picking him out in front of all his peers and saying things like this, and then taking away what is naturally where he goes to make him go to the other hand, which is uncomfortable and going to make it a lot harder for him to get the hang of writing.
Right, so now he's been stigmatized as being unlucky and evil.
Oh, and that as well. And, you know, in front of the class, and at such a young age where he's just getting into the school system.
Right.
And this is what he's exposed to as his beginnings experience.
I mean, I'd be surprised if he wants to go back to school. That's usually at 4 and 5 is when the kids want to go to school.
That's very true.
Right. But
I assume his mom is like ticked. I would.
Oh yeah, she went to the superintendent.
Good.
And there was basically nothing done.
Why does that not surprise me? Yes.
In fact, the teacher told them, the superintendent and the principal, that she thought that Alicia needed literature on the subject.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, that's what the article said.
They told the mom this?
Well, yeah.
They're a public school. They're not a private churchy school.
I know. So she's going to file a formal complaint with the Oklahoma Board of Education.
Oh, poor woman's in Oklahoma. That right there says a lot. Sorry, but it's true. I mean,
I think we have at least one listener in Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, but that really sucks. But I mean, truly, come on. I mean, they're a public school. They should be, you know, making these kids want to learn and encouraging this. And instead, they're putting a kid down because he's using a left hand, which is in the minority compared to the majority using right hand. And I'm sorry, hello, there's a lot of lefties, little Southpaws that live and function just perfectly fine with their left hand.
Yeah, I know.
And I to in compare fact, it to the devil is just damn stupid.
What's interesting is how left-handers have to adapt to a right-handed world.
The South Pole. Yes, that's right.
So, I mean, things are better, but still.
Yeah, I know.
Almost everything's made for right-handed people.
Yes, it always is. However, I do know that in a lot of things that you get that are geared for right-handed, they come with the capability of being lefty.
Right.
So, it's not that big of a deal anymore.
So we're making progress on left-handed equality.
Equality, wherever you can get it is where it goes. But obviously, they're not up with that scenario. No. I mean,
come on, Oklahoma, get with the game.
It really, come on. He's writing with his left hand. He's not, like, standing in front of class and conjuring up spirits with a pot or something. Even then, you know, give me a break. And the fact that she calls him the devil, because a lot of kids, like, if they go to church and stuff, they know the devil as, like, the worst thing ever.
Right.
And then to call him that in front of all his peers, I'm sorry. There's so much damage being done on so many different levels, but that could just go on forever.
All right, so let's move on to somewhere we haven't been yet.
Hopefully she gets this resolved.
I hope so. Yeah. I'll check up on it and at least put a report on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Okay, let's move to Alaska.
Haven't been there yet. Okay.
Alaska sovereign citizen drew laughs during a court appearance on felony child support charges.
Okay.
Kevin Francis Ramey, who goes by the name Birdman, in a series of YouTube videos and other online postings, was indicted on criminal non-support charges. Criminal non-support charges are ungraded to a felony if the amount of the unpaid support... Upgraded, sorry, not ungraded. Wow, that's a typo. I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, child support exceeds $20,000 or payments haven't been made in the last 2 years. So he's a deadbeat dad.
Yes, sir. Sounds like a winner on that award.
Okay. But here's what he said. It says, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you could be deported. I know I have 3 citizenships. Number 1, heaven.
Okay.
Number 2, America. Number 3, California. And that my primary citizenship is, of course, heaven. So I was kind of wondering, are you guys going to deport me to heaven? I'll let that soak in for just a second.
Well, okay, so we got heaven, California. Or, excuse me, heaven, America, and then California.
But he's living in Alaska.
But those are, you know...
As a sovereign citizen.
Wow. There's a genius for you.
So, a little bit of background that I know about sovereign citizens. They believe they don't have to follow the laws.
Right.
Because I don't remember exactly why, but they think they're their own little country. It's basically what it is.
Yes, but...
Which is why sovereign citizen.
There's America, then there's California. That right. Part I think is hysterical. Let alone, please deport me to heaven.
Deport me to heaven. Fine.
So does that mean we get out the...
death penalty? The is death, that what he's asking
well,
for?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
I don't get it.
Is this firing range, injection,
Alaska,
guillotine?
Kodiak bear? I don't know.
Well, Alaska. Oh my. And he actually said this in court.
He said this in court.
This wasn't just a conversation.
No, this was in court.
Well, now I get why all the laughs, but could you imagine being there when he said
I would have loved to have been there. That would have been awesome.
That would have been, I would have not stopped laughing. I would have been rolling. I mean, to be in the courtroom setting when he said
I know. Well, luckily the judge of the case didn't start any deportation hearings.
Darn.
And set a bond at $1,000.
Ah.
So he can get out if he pays his $1,000 bond.
I don't get the deadbeat dad thing. Well, I really don't.
It makes sense with all the other stuff that he does because he's associated with a group called, let me see if I get this right, the Sujuris Angels. I don't know. S-U-I, Juris. I know Juris.
Okay.
Angels, who seem to be about anti-government, conspiracy theories, and a whole lot of religion.
Wow. That's a lot. But what does that have to do with paying your damn fair share of creating a child?
I don't know.
I mean, as far as... Well, that's my issue with the deadbeat dad syndrome thing. I mean, it takes two to tango.
Yeah, I know
you're
that.
You're both responsible.
Well, he's a sovereign citizen. He doesn't feel he have to
it
follow the rules.
It doesn't matter if he's a sovereign citizen or not. He still created a child you're responsible for.
Yeah, I know.
Whether you're present or not, you're responsible in one way or another. It's not just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I'm out the door kind of thing, although that seems to be what he thinks.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the history of the
family. No, I know. I'm just saying. It's just suck it up and do your fair share.
And then I think we can move on to a new section on that note.
Works for me.
So we're going to go to In God We Trust news.
Alrighty.
Yeah, because you know I love that.
Yes, I know. That's your baby.
Sheriff threatens to fire deputies who dislike In God We Trust on their vehicles.
That's such crap. Yeah. I mean.
So let's get into the story.
Alright, fine.
Many of you know that by now the other project I'm involved in that is opposing God We Trust on public property.
Which is pretty self-explanatory.
Right. Anyways. You may also know that this phrase has started showing up on law enforcement vehicles across the South and Midwest.
In droves, actually.
In droves, yeah. Dozens and dozens.
Yeah.
One of the first ones was Greene County, Missouri, where Sheriff Jim Arnott added them to his cruisers several months ago.
Right.
He is just one of over 75 that we've come across so far. 75.
Yeah.
However, something he said last week brought him back into the discussion.
Okay.
He said, here's how I feel about it. It's our national motto, and that's the bottom line. It's on all our currency, and it's probably in 75% of the courthouses. It's on our county seal. That's what he said.
Right.
So, 75% figure on courthouses, probably wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking that same exact thing while you were talking. I'm like, I don't think that's exactly accurate. And on top of that, does he not realize it was not always like that? I mean, first of all, it wasn't on the currency until, what, the 50s?
Well, 1864, technically.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's one thing I have noticed when you're doing this initiative is... they always fall into that, well, it's our seal, and it's like this little loophole kind of a deal to slip in their religion into church and state kind of issue, the separation
right.
of church
so here,
and state.
Here's what I've learned to say to that.
Okay.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because it already exists somewhere doesn't mean it needs to be other places.
It doesn't mean it needs to continue.
It doesn't mean... So if it's carved in granite on a courthouse,
right.
we're going to leave it there, right?
Right.
We're going to have to, unless you want to rebuild the building or fill it in and make it look ugly, right?
Right.
But don't put it on new stuff.
Well, it's in that context, you can compare it to other things, like taking the nasty N-word that was a horrible derogatory word towards black people. You don't erase it from your history, but we sure as hell don't use it
right.
in our society anymore.
Right.
It's a horrible thing. But I'm also against erasing it from books
right.
because it was part of the history and you learn from your mistakes. You don't erase them and make them go away,
right.
which in my opinion is kind of the same thing with this scenario. They put In God We Trust, but yet the whole country was founded on separation of church and state. That was why they got together. The forefathers got together to create the government that they came up with
right.
to keep it secular and just stick to government here and religion over there. They should not intermix. And yeah. this is your little loophole that, you know, kind of gets
and,
over
and,
that.
And here's why I agree with you there. Here is why I agree with you.
Okay.
In another quote, he says, well, someone asked him if a deputy didn't want it on their cruisers, what would he do?
Oh, okay.
And he said, well, I guess he'd have to work somewhere else if he didn't like it that bad. That's in context, people. I don't talk like that. I mean, it's on our currency, so my recommendation is he doesn't spend any money.
So that's what he said about this guy. or anyone who chooses not to like this, that works for him. Okay, first of all, being in law enforcement, does he not understand you cannot fire someone for not having the same belief system that you have?
You can't do that in
any situation, period.
Except for a religious employer.
Yeah, if you work for the church kind of thing.
And then it's kind of assumed.
Even that's a slippery slope, because I had that same incident happen. I was overqualified for a position that she didn't hire me for because I wasn't religious.
Well, you had a different situation, and had we been more active then,
we would have done something about it.
Because it was a private daycare, not a church daycare.
No, that's just it. It was not a church daycare center.
So I'm talking a church daycare center can...
Right, exactly.
But she was a private daycare center.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is she also... Yeah, she can't discriminate just because I didn't find God. She actually asked me if I found God.
Right.
And I'm like, no. I said I used to be religious, but I'm not anymore.
But it's attitudes like this.
Right, that's what I'm... Yeah, back to the story as far as, you know... You cannot fire people because they don't have the same belief system that you do.
They may even have the same belief system, but he's saying if they don't want it on their cruiser.
Well, right. Okay, yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily say he would fire them. He said they should go work somewhere else.
Oh, come on. That's like, I'm going to make your life a living hell and make you quit, right, which becomes like a whole other way of firing you.
That becomes a, what's the word?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's about workplace...
torment.
My brain died.
I was thinking torment. But yeah, I mean, so basically, if you don't like this little slogan that I'm putting on, this religious slogan that I'm putting on the car, and you voice your opinion, I now know who I need to make have a really bad day at work every single day until you go away. Because that's just it. If someone who, which there are, you know, doesn't agree with this being on their vehicles, there's really nothing they can do. They can't come out and say anything.
Right.
Because they know it's going to make their life a living hell.
Right, and that's the problem.
And if financially they can't go there, then it's like your hands are tied and there's nothing you can do. But I have to say, on the same side of this, if I was someone driving around, and let's say someone with that logo on their sheriff's car pulls up behind me with all the bumper stickers I have on my car, I feel discriminated against as far as, you know, he picks on me because of, he can obviously see my stance on things, and then he has his stance on things. Am I going to be judged differently because I don't have the Jesus fish on the back of my car?
I worry about that.
All the time.
All the time, and we don't have that out here. We don't have a God we trust on our cruisers.
Just normally
I worry about it.
So imagine if they did live in like Oklahoma, where it is on their cruisers, where you know it's even more so, and you know it would be a concern.
Right.
I mean, but yeah, I think about that all the time, because we've had many incidences with, you know, people not agreeing with what we have to say on our bumper stickers or something. And they're not even bad bumper stickers. They're pretty just generic.
Yeah, they are.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So, and then, so with the Potter Award.
Yes.
I'm going to pause for a second.
Yeah, good.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
So, for the Potter Award, we're going to go from Alaska all the way to Maine this week.
Oh, we're in Maine. We haven't been there.
We have yet to be in Maine.
I want to go there. Okay.
So, Lewiston Mayor Robert McDonald has earned... Who wrote this?
You wrote this.
Has managed to earn himself an award this week.
Okay.
Wow, did I write this in my sleep?
More than likely with the week we've had.
Yeah.
All right, go.
In a Thursday column for the Twin Cities Times, McDonald said a bill will be submitted during Maine's next legislative session. Session asking that a website be created containing the names, addresses, length of time on assistance, and benefits being collected for every individual on the dole.
Okay, now pause, translate for me, and explain what the hell you just said.
So he wants a website.
Okay.
Where everybody on welfare in his state will be listed. How long they've been on welfare.
Maybe I zoned out while you were talking.
And their address.
Oh, okay. I totally would have ranted on that one. So, yeah, I must have, like, went in the twilight zone while you were talking.
So, let's do that again.
That's ridiculous. No. No, no, no. I got this. We're good. So, is he kidding? Really?
So, his justification for that is that people on main pensions, so state pensions,
right,
are listed. So, he thinks anybody who gets government money should be listed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Not.
So he's asking to shame.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Recipients. He's creating a hate list. I thought those are not allowed.
Well, it goes against.
Well, that's no different than, you know, say some high schooler putting up a shame list at school.
Well, that, it goes more than that. Well, there are federal rules that say you cannot publish this stuff.
That's the other point I was going to get to. But yeah, exactly.
So, you know, seriously, he's been against welfare for a long time.
Obviously, but I mean, really, this is what he's working on? Doesn't he have better things to do than this?
No. Well, yeah, he does, actually. He's against immigrants, too.
Making his time productive, then, is he?
In a BBC interview that aired on September 11, 2012, in which he tells immigrants who come to America, and I quote this, "You come here, you come and you accept our culture, and you leave your culture at the door."
Oh, so when they move here, leave everything that identifies them as them outside the door and come here and be Americanized, right?
Welcome to the Borg.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Welcome to the Borg. That's precisely it. However, it amazes me how they keep forgetting their history and how this country is the melting pot of immigrants.
Right.
That's how this country is like it is. It's how we came to be. People from all over came here, from every diversity, every nation. We are the melting pot. And, I mean, when we were kids, you know, you had that little song that they played on, I don't know, Schoolhouse Rock or ABC or something like that, where they were talking about the melting pot. There was this whole song I can't think of, but it was the diversity that everyone from all over places came to America, spoke different languages. Yes, when you came here, you tried to learn English so that, you know, we could all communicate. But you relished in the fact that everyone was different and everyone had something to give.
Right.
And that's the whole point of this, you know, or at least to me, you know, the whole Statue of Liberty thing was everyone from every direction came to this country to better themselves, to have a better life. And today you have people like this who tell you to leave your heritage out at the porch and not bring that to America and be Americanized, but yet America is everyone's heritage.
Right. We have assimilated everyone else's heritage. And we are just amalgamation of every culture in the world, if you look at it.
Right,
our language is built on every language in the world.
Right.
Well, almost every language.
Well, yeah. But, and that's what America is. We are the melting pot. I think of fondue. You just throw everything in it and, well, actually, that'd be more like a soup. But just bring everything together. That's why it's called a melting pot. Yeah, I get it.
Not a fondue pot.
Yeah, fondue is just one typical thing. It's boring.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I don't understand why people like him have a problem with people who aren't from this country bringing their heritage. It's who they are. Could you imagine if we made him just leave his crap at the door and not bring it to, like, if he had just moved here from somewhere?
Right. So, and speaking of that, someone asked him why he said such things. Uh-huh. And he said, people that are yelling about that I'm insensitive to their culture, why aren't they back over in Somalia? Why are they over here?
Wait, that was his response?
That was his response.
Somalia. He picked Somalia.
Well, they're from most of the immigrants in at the time, there was a huge influx of Somalians into Maine at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, to bring this back around a little bit, he is now against local immigration.
Of course.
So let me explain that. During his talk on the welfare site, he was talking about how the Somalians now are productive members of society. They all got jobs, they all did things, right?
Okay.
Because that's what immigrants typically do.
Yes.
They come in, they get jobs, they become productive members of society.
Right.
They get off of the welfare, right?
On the majority, yeah.
What he's talking about now are people from other states coming in and taking advantage of Maine's welfare in the context of special education.
So he is on the states now.
Yeah. So he doesn't want people coming in because Maine has a very good special education program.
So does he want to put walls up around Maine?
Maybe.
Because that's what it sounds like he wants.
So
he wants to be his own country.
Right. So that's what his biggest beef right now is, people coming in and taking tax dollars.
This is my kingdom. You are not allowed.
But he's a mayor of this tiny little town.
Oh, he has a big head.
He can't even introduce legislation. He has to have someone do it for him.
Seriously.
So I don't know what his plan is.
He sounds like some little kid that gets to watch the class while the teacher steps out, and they get this real big head. And
yeah.
They're like, I am the teacher's assistant, and but you will all listen to me.
Here's the thing. The teacher didn't even step out. He's just standing up and doing it.
I know. It makes it worse.
I don't know. This guy's... Yeah, I don't know.
He definitely does get the Potter for that, because once again, it's, you know, I'm the king. This is my kingdom. You will do what I say. I don't give a crap what anybody else has to say about it.
I mean, that's typical Potter complex. I think that's a new word.
Yeah, it's a Potter complex.
It's a Potter complex. Yes. I think we should start spreading that around. It's far better than a God complex, because
it's
a better fictional character.
I totally like that.
Yeah, Potter at least Potter complex. Wasn't killing people directly.
It's a Mr. Potter complex. I like Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter, yes. Otherwise, you're thinking of pottery.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So it's a Mr. Potter complex, because I always hated saying the God complex.
It's a Mr. Potter complex. Thank you, everybody. Start using that. I'm going to trademark that, and I get one penny every time you use it.
Oh, don't you wish not. But yeah, it just blows my mind that people can be so inconsiderate and unempathetic onto just imposing themselves on people like that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand where that comes from. I really don't.
I'm actually kind of over empathetic, right. I think. And so I really can't go there when people are like that, you know, in all different aspects of when people are like that.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all the yakking we have for you tonight. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us that coveted 5-star review. And remember, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion.